Kerbal Cerebral is good, Gavach. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf, Nun Tes. And we're here at the two dots on Nun Ches and Beis, about 8 or 9 lines up. We had said in the Mishnah, Hamosar, Rabbi Meir, Omer Hekdesh, right? And then Rabbi Yochanan Sanar, Omer Chulin, right? That the Mosar, if someone is Makdish, if the wife is Makdish, or really the husband is Makdish, the extra Maisi Adah of the wife, right? The wife is expected to make a certain amount of money. And then anything extra does not be, become his, right? That's for hers, but he does would theoretically inherit that after she passes away. So if the husband is makdish, that's what Rabbi Meir says, it's hekdesh, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says it is not. So says, emas hekdesh. According to Rabbi Meir, says that it's hekdesh when is it considered hekdesh. So Rabbi, two opinions. Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Tavayu, Moser, Achar, Misa, Kadosh. Rabbi Shmuel says after he inherits her, right after she passes away, and Rabbi Adabar Abamar, Moser, Mechayim, Kadosh. Right? Again, that's going to be Kadosh, going to be hekdesh. Right already, even when she's still alive, right as soon as her pachshus is right away, as soon as you know she makes that money. So Havei Ba, so Rabbi Papa explained, or really he really asked, but my, right, what's the case over here? I understand. The husband is required, not required, but definitely required to give him mazonos, but. Let's say he gives her above and beyond, right? The mizonos, right? He provides food for her, and then he gives her an extra, let's say, spending money, right? Mal kesef. So my time with demand amar lecha misa kadosh. Why in the world do we say that it becomes kadosh after? Because Tatha says he should acquire both her maaseyada and the mosar from the fact that he's giving her mizonos and extra spending money, right? That should correspond, right? As we'll see in a second, the Gemara. So it doesn't make any sense that he wouldn't be able to be makdish her extra maaseyada because the chora he is entitled to that when she's still alive. The other part, if you tell me the opposite, Jewish ain't malalam zanos below malalam chesef litzracha. Right? If it's the opposite, where he's not giving her anything, right, food nor an extra spending money, my damit mandamer mechayim kadosh. Right? Why in the world would you say that it's kadosh when she's still alive? He's not getting anything, right? He's not being taking care of what he needs to take care of. He doesn't acquire any of her maaseyada. So why would Rav Avada Bar Abba say that it happens when she's still alive, right? The husband has no shaykhus to it, right? And to be makdish something, you have to have a shaykhus to it. If the husband is not, preparing, taking care of her, and he's not entitled to neither her maaseyada nor the mosar, right? And why in the world should he be able to be makdish it? So Gemara says, you're right. La'olam b'maylam zonos ve'ilam ma'ala ma'akasav l'tzrocha. Right? The case is, the husband is doing one of the two. He's giving her food, he's taking care of her food situation, but he's not giving her extra spending money. Rabbi Shmuel Savri, Rabbi Shmuel hold that tikkun mizonos tagas maaseyada. So Rabbi Shmuel hold that the mizonos corresponds to the maaseyada, and then ma kesef tagas mosar, and the ma kesef, the extra money, corresponds to the mosar. Right, and therefore, right, the Gemara just spells it out. Kevin de lo kayav le ma kesef, right, mosar de Have, that since he's not giving her the extra money or the spending money, so he's not entitled to the extra maaseyada. So therefore, when he's makdish it doesn't work until he actually inherits her. It wouldn't happen mechayim. And Rav Avada Bar Abba says the opposite is true. That tikkun mizonos takas mosar, but the ma'akesef takas maaseyada. That the mizonos corresponds to the extra, and the ma'akesef, right, the extra spending money corresponds to her maaseyada. Came to Gayav the mizonos mosar the day. And since that he's giving her this extra spending money, so then he gets the moser. The Gemara says, "Michael, if he wants the machlokas, so Mar Sabar, Rabbi Shmuel, midi d'shchiach, midi d'shchiach." That we're going to correspond things that are common with things that are not common, meaning the maaseyada, which a woman almost always makes, right, usually has some sort of job, that goes to the husband, and the food, the normal support, right, the husband is entitled to give, is obligated to give his wife, right, so those things are normal and common, so they're going to line those two up. It's for her to make extra money, and for him to give her extra spending money, not as common, so therefore those go hand in hand. No, mid-dekayetz, we're going to line up the things that are fixed, the things that are set, right? The as we're going to see later in the Masechta, the wife gives five Slayim, and this extra Mar Kesef, which is also a fixed amount, so we're going to line up the fixed amount, or the, if the, the Maaseh there, which is 5 Slayim, and this Mar Kesef, which is the extra spending money, right, those are fixed amounts, therefore it makes sense to connect the two. The price says Maaseh, 1 second, Tiknu Mizonos, Tavis Maaseh there, the price is very clear that it lines up not like Rav Avi Bar Abba, but like Rav Shmuel, that they connected the Mizonos to the Maaseh there of the wife. So the price says Ema, no, Tavis Moser Maaseh there, right? So Rav Avi Bar Abba would simply add a word, and it would say Moser. Tashma, I'll bring another proof against that. Maybe this is the other way. This is against Rav Shmuel. So, in Eino Nosin La Ma Kesef, Tzarcha, Maaseh Adeh, Shalah. If he doesn't give the Ma Kesef, so then she gets the Maaseh Adeh. Seeming that that's the connection, that you have the extra spending money is connected to the Maaseh Adeh. So, Moser says, Eino Atachas Moser, Moser, Maaseh Adeh, Shalah. No, it's really lines up with the Moser, with the extra money that she makes. I have a lakatani mahi osolo mishka chamei shlaim shesibi yuda. But didn't we say that this mission is talking about that the what does she have to do? She has to make, as we mentioned before, 5 shlaim worth of thread, if that's what she's working as. So that's Maaseh Adeh. So you see that we're not talking about Moser, we're talking about the Maaseh Adeh. So Kamar says, Hachigamar, Maaseh Adeh Kama Havei. Really the question is, how much is Maaseh Adeh? And then we're talking about the Moser, meaning we have to define Maaseh Adeh before you can define how much is extra. So that's what the Mishnah is doing. Maaseh Adeh Kama Havei, Deleida Moser Dida Kama. Right, so we can know how much is the extra. So Mishka, Chamesh Shlaim, Mishta Bishisi, Beyehuda, and Shehin Ezer Shlaim Begalil. Right, again, 5 in Yehuda, and which is equivalent to 10 in the Galil. Okay, fine. Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that it is not kadosh, meaning that it's chulin, that if a person is makdish the Moser, it is chulin. The Gemara says, yeah, Amar Shmuel, halacha, the Shmuel really say this. Again, the implication is that the machlokas, as we saw yesterday in the Gemara, is that whether you can be makdish davar shelo bala olam. So we said that according to Rabbi Meir that you can, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that you cannot. The Shmuel really say that halachas like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that you can't be makdish davar shelo bala olam, but it's not with that in the Mishnah. Konam sha'ani osa l'ficha eno tzarech l'hafer. But if a wife says to her husband, whatever I make is konam, is osur, right, is the language of a neder, as of a shua, right, whatever I make, my seadeh is osur to you, is osur for you to eat. But he doesn't want, she doesn't want her husband to take, right, her stuff. Right? So basically she says, whatever I make is also to you. So in Tzarech L'Hafer, he doesn't have to get rid of that because it's not, he doesn't have to be made for nether because it's not a proper nether. Because we know that's Mashna Masha because of a Torah, right? The husband, right, is entitled to her Maaseh Adeh, right? She doesn't have an ability to cancel that. That's the din. So Rabbi Kiva, Omar Rabbi Kiva says, no, actually, Yofer, he should annul the, right, and get rid of invalidate the neder. Why? Because Shematadif alav, because maybe she'll make more. Maybe she won't only make the 5 slime. Yosher min haroilo, right, more than she actually normally makes. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the Yofer that he should be made for neder. Why? Because Shemi Gershana. Because maybe, right, he'll divorce her. Vitei Asur Lachzor, and then she won't ever be able to go back to him. Right, again, that obviously he won't be able to get any Maaseh Adeh, and he won't be able to remarry her, right? Again, because he won't be able to be derived benefit from what she does. Farmer Shmuel, and the Shmuel says, Halacha Rabbi Ben Nuri. And the Halacha is like, says Shmuel, Kod Shmuel, that it's like the third one, that we're concerned that maybe she'll get divorced and they won't be able to get remarried. That's Dabash Lobal Olam. That's something that will happen in the future. So Gemara says, Kikam Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Ben Nuri, Lahadafa. No, so Shmuel was just saying, in terms of the hadafa, what's the hadafa? Meaning that because of the extra stuff. I mean, in Echanami, that if you look at Rashi over here, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but he doesn't hold of his reason. But really, he holds, if you look at Rashi, behadafa, right? Amar Shmuel kadava kamar neder kolomar. In other words, halacha di yafer. The halacha is that you should be made for neder, but v'laf mitaimei, but not for that reason. Not for the reason that because you're nervous about the divorce and then you should be able to go back. No, really the reason that Shmuel is saying is because of the hadafa, because of the extra, because really the moser that she might make, and then maybe the extra stuff will be also to him. The problem with that is, right, that was Rabbi Akiva. That was Rabbi Akiva Shita. He should have said that, right? He should have said that I'm holding the girl from Ben Nuri, but really only because of the extra money that she makes. Inami, or you could have just said, said Inalach Tanakama. It's the halakha is not like the Tanakama. And Inami, here's the real question: why didn't you just say Halach Rabbi Kiva? Right? That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So Gemara says El Am Rav Yosef Konamos Kamarta Shiny Konamos Mitok Shadam Oser Peros Chaveru Alav. Right? So Konam says Rav Yosef that you can't bring a kasha from Shavua, from a Konam, from a Nedarim, because Nedarim are different. Because you can make a nether, right? That you can be that you can take someone else's peros or asher to you. Adam Matish Davishal Alava Olam. Since the concept of Nedarim is more far-reaching than the stuff that you own, right? Normally, you can only affect things that you own. If I'm makdish my neighbor's car, so this doesn't become hektish, you know, for example. So, but by nedarim, you can say that someone else, that my friend's car is usher to me. So, since that's true, since nedarim are already farther-reaching than normal hektish, and you can say, I'm not going to benefit from my friend's stuff, I'm not going to benefit from someone else's stuff. So too, Adam Akdash Tavish Olam, by a nether, it's more farther reaching, and you will have some effect. Nether will have an effect on something that doesn't actually happen in the future. But that's not a kasha to us, because we're not dealing with Nedarim at all. So Amalei Abayi said, Bishlam, I understand. Adam Oser Peres Chavira love, but she can't. Adam Oser Peres Chavira. So the only reason that Nedarim are far reaching, that you can answer your friend's stuff to you, is because you can answer your stuff to your friend. So there were, yes, Rav Shalom Bala Olam Chavira, right? She can't. In Adam Oser Peres Chavira, but that doesn't work for Rav Shalom Bala Olam. That doesn't make any sense. So the Ella Amar of you, the brother of Yeshua, but Omeris Yikachu Yodai Lo Seya. No, the case is meaning that really what are we saying? That the wife is saying that my hands, meaning she's being makdish her hands to Kosh Baruch Hu, and whatever comes from her hands, so then it's not a Dabash Lobo Olam. Right? It's something that's coming as the result of the work of her hands. Right? The Yadayim is now Ba'ulam, because that's right, the hands are in the world, and whatever happens is made by the hands, so it's a Dabash Shabbal Olam. It's something that's in the world, and that's what she's doing the Shavua on. The Gemara says, Ki kamra hafi mi mekadosh, but that doesn't work. You can't be mekadosh your hands. Hamishadalei, right? Her hands, right? It's the same as Masna Mashakam Sabbatorah, as we said before. Right? It's the same taking a nether on something that she's already obligated to do. Right? She has to give the Maaseh HaDeah goes to her husband. So the Gemara says, Amra lechim megrusha. She's saying, no, actually, when she becomes divorced, then her hands are kadosh. Gemara says, "Well, mi kamidi di ilu hashda lo kadosh with kamei kadosh." Right? That doesn't work. It also doesn't work. Right? If that doesn't, can you make something kadosh in the future? Can you make something hektish in the future? So Rabbi Eloi, alam alo. He said, "Why not?" But ilu haomer lechaveru. If a person would say, "Sada zu shani mocher lecha," like this field that I'm going to sell to you, lekishakachena mimcha, when I buy it back from you, tikdash, it should become kadosh. Milo kachra, so it works. So Maskelar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, Midami, though, that's not comparable, right? That's not the same. Rabbi Hassan, be other live Isha, there, right? He owns the field, so he can be Makdish it. Right? Hacha, but over here, right? In the other Lagarish Sasma, a woman's not able to divorce herself. What's she saying? She's saying, when I get divorced, my hands will become Kaddish. What do you mean? She can't sell her field, comparing the cases. The guy can sell his field, no problem, but she can't divorce herself. That's not in her hands. Her husband has to divorce her. No, the comparable case, the parallel case, is the field that he's already sold. Right? And that's that field, when I buy it back from you, then it's going to be kadosh. But that doesn't work. Right? The low kadosh. So you see that it shouldn't work. So that's good. The Rav Papa says, me dummy. Now, that case, that's not comparable either. Because Hasam Gufo pairs the lokech. Right? Because there, right, that the field, right, and the stuff, right, the payros and the field itself, right, belongs to the guy who currently owns it, meaning the guy who bought it from let's say Reuven, right, hacha, but here gufa biyada, right, really her, she controls her hands, she controls her own body, right, she ein chanami, the husband is entitled to her maaseh hadeah, but she controls herself. It's much more comparable to the case where sadozush meshkanti lecha. Really, it's the case that comparable to the wife situation is where a guy says the field that I gave you as a mashkon, as a collateral. Right? So that l'kishav adena, when I redeem it mimcha from you, so dikdash, then it should become kadosh, and halacha is the kachra, so then it should work. in parallel to our case. Gemara says Maskevel Rav Shisha Breder Avidi. Nah, midami. It's not comparable either. Right, going back and forth. Hasam biyado lift also. There, you can redeem the field whatever you want. But in the right, same problem we had before. Hacha ain't biyado legar shatzma. But she can't divorce herself. So ludami. It's more comparable rather. The elu omer lechaveru soda zusha meshkandin lecha lesser shonin. It's much more comparable to a case where I said this field which I gave you for a mashkan for 10 years. When I redeem it, then mimcha from you, then tikdash, I should become kadosh. And the halacha is the kacha. Maskula Ravashi, obviously Ravashi doesn't like this either. Midami, it's not comparable. Hasam, that's a shana, miya biyada lavdosa. There, you could redeem the field after 10 years. But halacha here, ain't biyada lagarish asma lolam. But she can never, we can't say she can divorce herself in 10 years. She can never divorce herself. Elam Ravashi's, rather we go back to Ravashi. Konamos kamarta. Right, again, we can go back to this answer that konamos. That the whole realm of Nedarim is different. It's a shiny kodamos, a kedushas agov ninu. Because whenever you make a shavua on something, it's a kedushas agov. Right? The actual item itself, right, is kadosh. It's not kedushas domim, it's a kedushas agov. There's an inherent kedusha in there. Uke de Rava. What did Rava say? Dama Rava, hektesh chametz v'shichur, mafkin, midei shibud. And the hektesh is what we need here. When you're magdish something, it gets rid of. Right, any shibud, any lien, L-I-E-N, right, any lien on something, right, that, and then therefore, right, again, that is, therefore there's no shaykhs over here, right, you can't be, there's no, it doesn't belong to anybody, and no one can collect on it anymore. So Gemara says, all right, okay, fine, so if you're telling me that konam, right, the whole language of the darim, right, is, gets rid of the husband's shaykhs to the item, right, so then why shouldn't we say that it'd be in the future? Right, again, it should be us right away. Again, we said what do we say? Right, Rashi says over here, right, that maybe we should get rid of the nether because maybe in the future, right, she will get divorced and then they won't be able to get remarried. Right, so if you're telling me that that's true, right, and we get rid of the husband's shaychus to this stuff by making it hektesh, so it should be kadosh right now. So the Gemara says, "Al mu'a rabbanan l'shiv de debal ke'echid de lo titesh mehashta." And Echanami, you're right. But Chazal were made al mu'a, right? Al lama made it stronger, made the shibud of the husband stronger, so that it shouldn't be makdish right now. And Echanami, even though he's theoretically really shavuos and the darim should get rid of the husband's right to it, right? The Chazal made it right as if he is in control. Right, that she shouldn't be able to get rid of the husband's rights to her maisei yadeh. Okay, definitely a daf that needs some back and forth, that needs some chazring, but daf yomi says viter in the Hilvei Shas, so we start a new Mishnah. These are the things that a woman has to do for her husband. It's not going to list everything. Right? We're going to list, there are other things that are not on this list, but it's going to list many. Again, Pasha says it's leaving out the things that are the Mishum Chiba, the things that are between husband and wife, Mishum Chiba, because that are, endearing, etc., etc. But again, let's just see the list and we'll go back to the Gemara. Tochena, she can grind, grind the grain. Ofa and bake, Pasha says that's the process between, right, making bread for him, and she has to make food. Mechabez says laundry, Mevashela, she cooks. Manika is a bina, she nurses. She makes the bed, right, and then she does all the work, any work that needs to be done with wool, right, let's say making clothing or knitting or whatever it is. Let's say Baruch Hashem, they were well off and she got a servant. So right, she doesn't have to do the first three. She doesn't have to do the laundry and she doesn't have to bake the bread. Shtayim, if you got two servants, so then doesn't have to bake, doesn't have to nurse. Shalosh, what about three? So in Motas Lo Zamita, Veinosa Batzemer, so he doesn't have to make the bed, doesn't have to deal with the wool, etc. Arba, if you get four, so then your Shevis Bekatedra, right? She can sit right on a recliner, she can just chill out and do nothing. Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu Chnisa Lo Mea Shvachos, Kofa Lasos Batzemer, Shabbatala Mevili Dezima. Rabbi Lezer says, no matter how many servants you have, right? He can make or do something with, let's say, the wool making, whatever, because it's not good for a person to have nothing to do, right? And nothing to do leads to zima, znos, arayos, etc. Person's bumming around, they got nothing to do, leads to bad things, right? Go find something to take care of yourself and make yourself busy. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afhamayir Sishto Milasus Malacha, Yotzivit and Ksuva, even more so than if a husband is madir, it takes a nether against his wife, he's not allowed to do work for him, so he has to divorce her. Why? Because for her to not have any work to do is bad, leads to a disaster. Okay, and obviously we have to figure out what the difference is between the last two statements, right? We're not going to do that today. Weiter. Tochenes algadaita, the governor is going to say, what do you mean? The wife actually has to physically grind the grains. So the Gemara says, yeah, matchan. It's really no, yeah, she prepares the graining, the grinding. Or she can grind it right with her hand. But again, we assume right, grinding was a big chore, was a big massive, right? There's machines or whatever. So we assume that the women are not out there physically grinding, or we assume that she's using a hand type of grinder. Masmizin below Rabbi Chiya. Our mission is against Rabbi Chiya, the Tanya Rabbi Chiya, and Ein Isha El Liofi. That a wife's not for working, and she's there for beauty, and she's there not for all these chores. Ein Isha El Labanim, a wife is for children. But then Rabbi Chiya said, Ein Isha El Tachshite Isha, right? A woman is there to be, to look beautiful. Again, she has to take care of him. Right, he has to take care of her, make her look beautiful, etc. But then Rabbi Chiya, Harotza, Shiadin is Ishta, if you want to pamper your wife, Yal Bishena, Kli Pishton, right, buy her clothing, different types of clothing, Pishton is linen. Harotza, Shialbin is Bito, if he wants to make his daughter more, I guess, cleaner, or whiter, or whatever. Yachilena, Frochem, Yashkena, Chalav, Samach, Lepirka, again, if you want to make her more attractive, so again, give her, Frochem, I guess, is... Afrochem are young birds, I guess, tender type of meat, young bird, pigeon meat or whatever, and then give her something to drink, give her some milk right before before her vessels. Umenikas bina, she has to nurse the child. Let's say the mission is against Beis Shammai. The Tanya is below the Rabbisa. Now, Joshua Lanikas bina, if she took a nether not to nurse, Beis Shammai omrim shometes dad mipiv. Right, so again, she has to stop. Right, so that's legit. Right, so meaning literally means she takes the breast out of his mouth, but she doesn't have to. Beis Shammai omrim kofam minikaso. Right, the husband can force her to do it. And his garsha, but if they got divorced, they ain't no kofa. Then he can't force her to nurse. If they're not still married, the Maya Makira, but the kid knows his mother, right? Doesn't want to nurse from anyone else. So then, knows him loscharav akov minika mishib pnei zakana. Then he pays her, right? And because we're nervous that the kid will die, right, he won't eat anything. But again, Beis Shammai says that the neder is shayach, right? The woman is not chayev to nurse the kid. Gemara says afil tema Beis Shammai. No, we can even say. It's like Beis Shammai, that there's a chiyuv here for the wife to nurse the kid. Meaning that she made the nether, and the husband was fine with it, was okay with the nether. Because Beis Shammai holds, who knows an etzba ben shina, because he's the one, right, who's messing her over, meaning he could have taken away her nether. But since he let the nether stand, literally means putting a finger between her teeth, meaning he's the one causing her not to be able to bite. He's the one causing her not to be able to nurse. Right? And therefore, right, so then it's shayach, and then she doesn't have to nurse. Basil says, no, he does not. That's a binshina. She's the one, right, causing herself not to be able to nurse, and therefore she would be obligated to nurse. I have an ifku b'ksu of da'ama, but if that's true, right, they should have a machlokes should be by the ksuva. It shouldn't be by this case. Right, it should be shayach to the ksuba. I mean, this is stuff that's found in the ksuba. Right, she made some sort of nether from getting benefit from her husband, and the husband was fine with it. Right, and then that, right, why do you have to come onto this case all the way about nursing? You could start with more basic obligations between the husband and wife. So if Odin also Tanya will learn the Raisa Beis Shammai Omrim Eino Menika. Right, we see that the Beis Shammai says that she doesn't have to nurse if she makes a nether. No, I'm sorry. That's a regular case. That she doesn't have a chiyuv to nurse, right? Even without a nether. So Ella Gomar says, "Mechavata masnitzin v'loge beishamay inachanami." So then you're right. It seems like our mission is not like beishamay. But right? If you see clearly a brisa that says the beishamay says she's not obligated to nurse, And our Mishnah says she does. So that would be against Beis Shammai Shita. Okay, Shkoach Gadol Rabosai, we'll go right there. And I hand the Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.